Joy tactics.
Gas stations.
Petrol.
Yeah.
Oh, just naming them?
Yeah.
Tiger Mart.
BP. Shell.
Texaco. Remember Texaco?
Of course.
That shit looked sick.
Bucky's.
Oh, that's the best one.
Pemex. Is that one?
In
Mexico?
Circle K.
Wow, Nate. Eolio.
What else we got?
There's like one in Canada that's like Elo or something.
Shout out to all the specialty gas stations that are doing it.
Oh, yeah.
That are doing it. I guess we talked, I said Bucky's, but that's one of the prime examples that just turns the gas station into a mall, you know?
Right.
A&W, is that one in Canada, or do they just do burgers?
No, that's a root beer. That's just root beer place that serves burgers.
Okay. Well, it should be a gas station. Now, that's what would be cool, because a lot of gas stations, they also are like, we're a supermarket, low-key. But if there was something else that was like, we're a gas station, low-key, if you went to Foot Locker and they had a little pump or something. Interesting. Just interesting. That's all.
Well, with the electric vehicle, the onset of the electric vehicle, some fueling stations have moved to parking lots. Isn't that interesting?
That is an interesting
onset. The notion of gas stations, the notion of fueling has geographically changed to parking garages, to parking lots in some cases, which might be the future of fuel.
It's changed in many ways. Fuel. That really is crazy, because it's not gas stations anymore. It's fueling stations.
Fuel stations. Because, by the way, you're not just gas stations and fuel centers are not just there to fuel your car with oil.
No.
I mean gas. They're there to fuel you as well, and to there for, so you can relieve yourself when you have to go to the bathroom. All right. How about
Wawa? You know what?
Remember Wawa?
Wawa.
Is that a gas station?
Oh, yeah, they have fuel there.
I like
the sandwiches.
And they
have amazing sandwiches.
Oh, my God. I want to go
Shaggy on
it.
Is that where we went in Pennsylvania?
That's that amazing. This is one of the best nights, underrated nights that I think we've had.
Yeah.
Was I there?
Totally.
We had it's when we filmed the party scene in Rap World, and then everyone went home and we stayed overnight.
Oh, my God. God, that was so funny.
I was like, well, I haven't drank beer like that in over a decade.
I would say this, that whenever the three of us are alone together for 6+ hours, something magical happens. There's like a magical that, like, when it gets into like hour like five through like 36 is magical, and then after that 36 through 72 is just hell on earth. I don't want to be around you. I don't want to fucking talk to your ass enough.
Yeah,
the magic's over.
Go on.
This is going to be a problem when we're sitting in the Citroen car, you know what I mean, the little tiny two-door.
I'm gonna be such a fucking grumpy little fucking bitch around you guys. Just
God, I'm going to be pranking you really bad,
don't
too.
Don't fucking talk to me.
Not in Europe.
No, I'm kidding. It's just, it's magic always.
It's all magic, all the time.
It's way more magic, because that's why the podcast
But I am
maybe,
serious
could
about,
go
yeah.
6 hours or something.
I know. What about could we get to that magical hour, magic, podcast-wise?
And I
do
think
a
we could get there quickly
podcast.
With a little chemical help, if you know what I mean.
What types of chemicals?
Oh. Smirnoff Ice.
Yellow Dye 12.
Yeah, Yellow Dye 12 and Smirnoff Ice.
The Yellow Ice.
Smirnoff Ice and...
Yeah, and Kratom.
yellow Smirnoff Ice with Kratom in it.
Can you buy like Red 5 just online? Red 5.
Oh, yeah.
Shop.
Yeah, it's called Coal Sludge. You know that?
What's up?
It's the byproduct. I just saw a video of RFK describing this. You know this?
I saw RFK talking about the snacks.
Yeah, and he describes what yellow, I think one of the dyes, he's like, it's a byproduct of coal that they were like, what are we going to do with all this coal? And then some British scientist, interesting British, discovered that you can turn this into a fabric dye. Okay. And then they used it on carpets and they said, wait, what if we just put this in fucking Cheetos and mac and cheese to make it all yellow? And turns out that this can cause, well, a lot of problems health wise. And you wonder why. You look around, you go to Texas, you look around, you go to fucking Iowa, you look around and you see all these health problems everywhere. Everyone's in the hospital, everyone's sick. Not me.
I'm imagining you're doing this on like a CNN show as like a remote.
The host has left.
Yeah.
And they're just leaving me like, it's like the 2 to 4 a.m. block.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.